Hi, this is Anthony, aka GenoBoost from GameMusicForAll.com and LettersVsNumbers.net. Welcome to episode 3 of This Week in VGM for the week ending February 13, 2010. The basis of this podcast is to provide a short but informative recap of goings on in the video game music community. All links and info to discussion topics on the show will be available in the show notes. If you would like to get in touch with news, questions, or to perhaps be a guest host alongside me in a future episode, you can email me at GameMusicForAll@gmail.com. This week we will be hearing new music from Swaver, Weave of K, and Temp Sound Solutions. In GM Frame News this week, we have a review of the iTunes release Love SQ compilation from Square Enix. We have a track-by-track review of this compilation, which includes amazing remixes of several classic Square games. In gaming news, it appears that Gaijin Games is inching nearer to releasing the fourth installment of the Bit Trip series, this one entitled Bit Trip Runner, and will be featuring fan-made artwork for the background and more, so watch out for that on WiiWare very soon. Also, in recent VGM composer news, it appears that former Konami employee and composer for the Silent Hill series, Akira Yamaoka, who was announced as leaving Konami, has recently surfaced again as being picked up by Grasshopper Manufacture Studios. Grasshopper, as you may know, are the creators of games such as Killer 7 for the PlayStation 2 and GameCube, and No More Heroes for the Wii. Now in new releases, the ever-growing netlabel Handheld Heroes has their 7th release in Swaver and his album Beyond the Frontier. The album is 9 tracks of over-the-top, upbeat, fast-paced chiptunes action. Released mid-January and available as both a free download and an $8 CD, the song we are hearing today from that album is the 7th track, and this is Star Blaster. Welcome back. In other Netlabel news, Pterodactyl Squad has released their first album of the year, coming off of an amazing 2009 with huge releases such as their chiptune tribute to Weezer, as well as numerous other fantastic albums like a Pterodactyl Squad compilation. Both albums included a great smattering of fantastic artists from various chiptune communities. This year, though, we have the first release from 8-Bit Architect and Circuit Bender Weave of K. The EP, Short Attention Fan, is 5 tracks of Circuit Bend Toys and Atari 2600 sounds. Today we are hearing the second track from that album. This is Bubble C. Welcome back, hope you enjoyed that track. Coming off some amazing shows at both MAGFest, an event I can't seem to go one episode without mentioning, and KatsuCon, Temp Sound Solutions are having a highly productive year so far. Sean Faze of Temp Sound Solutions has also released the newest iteration of his long-running series of video game cover albums known as Now You're Playing with Power. This one is known by the name of Now You're Playing with Power 9, Welcome to the Next Level. That brings a close to this episode. Once again, if you would like to get in touch with me with news, questions, or to perhaps be a guest host alongside me in a future episode, you can email me at gamemusicforall@gmail.com. Background music you heard today was Quarter Circle Jab with Coffee Break from Earthbound, Tim Sheehy with Sakana no Kokyu, and Blue Nocturne with Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past Sacred Flute OC Remix. Our final track is from the aforementioned Temp Sound Solutions, and this is also the final track from Now You're Playing with Power 9. This is Phantasy Star 3, Staff Roll. Thank you for listening.